Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the return of the AZ UFO Show with your hosts, Rich Giordano and Mr. E. That's right, we're back. And we're stronger than ever. All right, enjoy this. We'll be right back. That's right, we're back on a Tuesday show. Did you watch the event, Ghost Hunters, and other new shows? All right, I'm going to introduce the new purpose of the program, and let's go forward. Different intro, huh? A little nice little get on tapping your feet instead of the That's right. I'll do it anyway. God, it's so weird, man. I don't know what the hell's going on. Doesn't feel right. Mr. E, you with me?
I think so. Am I unmuted?
Oh, yeah, you're unmuted. You're out of the green room.
Killer.
Now, oh, brother.
I just called into your show, and it has a different greeting.
Does it?
Uh-huh.
Well, we're getting a caller right now.
Call.
I don't know. Oh, I can't take this call. Let's just let it ring out. This is actually UFO headquarters in MUFON. This is MUFON. Where is this? What area code is 808?
I don't know.
Well, MUFON just tried calling. Yeah, I can't answer that. Yeah, I guess they heard the show was back and that's the wrong number to call. If you want to call into the show and welcome us back, 646-652-4981. Yeah, you know what? 5 weeks seemed like a very long time. The first couple of weeks, it was like, man, what am I going to do, man? So I made the Podomatic show, which it's always been there. I just never took advantage of it for 3 years, almost 4 years. And the show just took off on Podomatic. We made it all the way up to number 10, which is very, very, very incredible considering there's thousands and thousands. I think there's over 18,000 podcasts on this place. And how do we do that? Explain that to me. You know, everybody always bashes the show and says, this isn't a real paranormal show. All they do is bash people and yada, yada, yada.
Some say that. Definitely not
some
everybody.
People.
Oh, hey, MUFON's calling me, too.
That's very, you know what? Don't. You can't do that now. well, you know, they can always call in and listen, and, you know, we'll do it that way. It is weird being back. It's a Tuesday night special. It's not like, you know, I can talk about certain things, because with the suspension, you know, I'm limited on who I can talk about. There's really only one person I cannot talk about. So that's off limits, and I will obey the rules because I don't want to lose my show. And,
well, yeah, you don't want to come across as anything that BTR would consider contributing towards infighting, whatever that means.
Yeah, I know. No, I know. Yeah, we don't want to contribute to that, and we definitely – I'm not risking anything, so, you know,
right.
Anybody ever mentions it, they're gone.
Your podcast that you're doing is raw and uncensored, so you can always make references to that, too.
Yes, because I will do shows on Podomatic.com still, and if I need to, I will go there and talk about that stuff, which is really nice because now I have two places where I can do the show, this is going to be – I'm really going to focus on making this show still the same show it always has been, but I'm going to go back to my roots, and I'm going to just do what I used to do, and I talk about UFOs, ghosts, conspiracy theories, get the guests and do the show and move on. And, you know, and occasionally I'm going to bash a few of the hoaxers out there. I don't have to talk about one person. That's it, just one. I got the whole world to pick on, and that's I'm not changing anything. If anything, I learned so much over the last year about how to talk about these people and how to do it the right way.
Right.
And look, I said a lot of things on this show that, you know, some people don't agree with. It's not their style. I get it. But there's a lot to talk about when you see my show going to Podomatic and all of a sudden just going through the roof. So
right.
I must be doing something right. People are catching on. And, you know, with that said, I got a lot of supporters out there, man. I say there was almost 200 emails. There's like 171 emails. Since my show is gone for 5 weeks, they all piled up.
Now,
so
wait a minute, Rich.
Your
171 emails, those aren't your emails. Those are your BTR incoming messages that you haven't had access to. Right, because, of course, you've been totally active on Facebook and a couple other networks. And okay, so these are. Are you going to read some of them?
Yeah, I got them right here in front of me.
Cool.
I'm not going to read them all. I'll read about five or six. This is one. This is from the Rag and Bone Show. I don't even know who these people are, but they must listen. We missed you. Are you coming back next week? And the second thing was, well, I responded. I said, no, I'm suspended. You got to be kidding me. Say it ain't so. How did you get suspended? And I told him what happened. Is that I sent BTR some personal information for you. I sent them some love in your name or something like that. So I thought that was kind of nice of them. They sent BTR an email asking to bring the show back. Funky Soul. I don't even know these. Do you know who Funky Soul is?
Mm-mm.
Dude, I heard about the show. We got your back. BTR will hear my voice. Well, that was nice. And Brian from Vegas. Now, I know this guy for 5 years or something, maybe longer, six. I think I'm your longest fan. You know that. Or, no, you know that? I don't know how to read it. How did you get back on? How do you get back on? Should I email them? I hope they enjoyed my freedom of speech. They're trying to.
Oh, boy.
I know.
You think that's someone that might have gotten their own suspension?
No, I don't know. Brian from Vegas. I know who it is now. Now that I'm reading it, I know who it is. This guy has lots Vegas UFOs, I think, who he is. He's actually a nice guy, and he's actually drawn up a few shows for me to do, which I'm going to do the next couple. Like, he's outlined shows for me, actual shows. I think I told you about this guy, where he actually spent time and outlined a whole show for me from beginning to end. Who does that? That's a freaking fan right there, man. People
totally.
You don't think I have people out there that don't like me? Are you kidding me? This one comes from Stockpicks Bob. Stockpick, that's what it says. I can persuade BTR to get you on again. Ha ha ha. That's funny. Number five, let's see, Steve from Australia. This is not what I signed up for. This is the weirdest UFO show ever. Go E.
You think that's Steve UK?
It might be. From Australia?
I don't know.
Well, it could be. You never know. But that's funny because the next one is a girl named Linda Pete, and it's not your Linda. Hey, by the way, now that I mentioned your name and you're here and everything, you're in on the show now. This isn't like a, you know, one show here, one show there. You're in, right?
Cool. I would come co-host with you anytime, any place, about any subject. So that's a no-brainer there.
You know, after a few weeks of not doing the show here, and I actually had about 10 days off from not doing any broadcasting or even thinking about it because I didn't know what was going to go on. So I was getting a little melancholy. You know, I'm going through all the old shows that we used to do, and I'm listening to us do all this stuff. And the material is just talking. You know, like I always wanted it to be a show like guys would talk, and just talk about anything paranormal. And you and I always had a great rapport on the show. So when I'm listening to this, I'm like, man, I'm never going to get my show back. I can't believe it. And Blog Talk Radio is one of the few places that you can actually have a phone line like this, you know, multiple callers, live chat, live show. And I sure as hell missed it, man. I'm glad you're here. I think you're the best candidate, the best choice. There's nobody else I would rather do the show with. And I'm so glad you said yes. You have no idea. That was a stressful thing. Because I don't know what you're thinking. You change your mind like me. Nah, you don't. I do. Never mind. You're always in. I'm just rambling on. Jason Q from – oh, wait. Linda Pete, I miss you, and it's only one show. Why did you get suspended? Jason Q from Cali. Look at the bright side, bro. And that's all he wrote. Kelly West,
yeah.
this was the best paranormal show on BTR. Ha-ha. Losers. Hope you stay off forever. I had to throw the one negative in there. There was a few negative ones. Let's see. Let's look at a negative one. Let me get it. Yeah, because I wasn't even thinking. I just threw one in there. There was a few. I hope – okay, this one comes from Alex from Michigan. Dude, I've listened to your show on and off for – you know, that's what makes me laugh right there. I've listened to your show on and off for a year. But yet the guy doesn't like the show. He's about to tell me you sound like shit. The quality sucks. Why don't you go, you know, do something totally different, whatever. I'm just paraphrasing. Yet he said the same thing. That's what I want to hear. People listen from time to time. And he keeps coming back. I don't understand why, if the show sucks. Anyway.
Well, I think that just like any other shows, you have your super fans, and then you have your periodic fans,
yes.
And then you have the people that you're just like, ah, I hate that guy. They're saying that about you or myself.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have the obsessed who couldn't stop listening if they absolutely had to, regardless of whether they loved you or hated you. And so, you know, every listener is going to fit into one of those four categories. Now, what's really cool is when you think, okay, what does it take somebody to open up their computer and send a message? So, you got to give props to those people that mail in.
I know.
You know. I mean, you're still getting friend invites, like, all the time, too, I would imagine. I know I have.
Well, you know, I didn't even check for that. I don't think anybody was able to do that with the account disabled.
Oh, yeah.
But I can tell you on Podomatic.com, almost 1,000 friends already.
Yeah.
And I've been on Blog Talk Radio for how long? And only 700 plus. So it took
a
lot.
Blog Talk's a community.
It is.
Basically, Blog Talk Radio, for me, in my opinion, it is a community, and it is a recording and archiving device. Now, the people on BTR that have their profiles and their own shows and all that are some of the greatest people in the world, with the exception of, you know, of course, the sore thumbs that you might find here and there. Now, the other good thing that I mentioned is the recording and storing. Because, of course, once you record a show, then, of course, you can display that show all over the place and people can come and listen. So it's pretty cool. They people will say, well, I went to your show and there was only, you know, 30 or 40 people live listening or whatever. And that's so irrelevant because by the end of the next day there's, you know 500 or whatever. It depends on how – where you're putting your little players on what websites and you know.
Right. Yeah, it varies, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A radio could broadcast completely across the United States or from space in a satellite cover the entire hemisphere of the planet, but if nobody has a radio and no one's tuning in and they don't know about it then of course
it still works, baby.
Oh, nice. I thought that might have been a recording that was just made in the last couple hours when the news got broke.
Yeah, I know, right? It definitely is. Oh, that's good stuff. Yeah, don't get E-mail.
Right! That sounded as cool as it felt.
Yeah, it was good. Right. Well, you know, I like doing my show. I always felt like it is a small community here, and we grow very progressively at a nice little pace, and people understand who we are. And when they come to the show, they're expecting something completely different or something that's pretty much redundant. And I say that as a complimentary thing, because when I mean redundant, it's just that I have to keep reminding people what I'm doing here, even after all these years. A lot of people, when they come here for the first time, they have no idea what they're in for. And they're like, oh, you swear a lot. Oh, by the way, we're going to cut down on the swearing, unless it's utterly necessary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're going to cut down on the swearing.
I was just going to say, that's so F and G.
It is F and G, Mr. E. Yeah, I'm going to try to do that. Because I remember just before the suspension, when I was talking to a few people, and they're like, wow, you swear a lot. Oh, everything you swear, is this what? Oh, and then when you did this and this, it was actually interesting. But you got to lose the swearing. Well, why do I have to do that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'll cut back for now. But people are worried about swearing.
And your friend, that guy with the letter name and the face, he swears too.
He's the one. Here, I like this.
What a crock. I mean, this is coming from an expert, but if anybody else says it, they're crazy. They're meth heads. They're nuts. They're
old
bags. Makes no sense.
I love that. You know who that is?
What gives him credibility and everyone else none?
I think
hold
that
on,
was the year before you came around.
What
that was a guy named... What's that?
I was going to guess. Should I know who
go
that is?
Guess.
I understand it.
I don't know. It was a year before you came around. His name was Johnny Wheeler.
Mm-mm.
And Johnny used to be on my show all the time. He used to call in and hang on the line there. And then all of a sudden one day, he just decided to switch and not be friends with me and my co-host at the time. And it was really strange. And that was what he did his own show. He did two shows and he couldn't handle it. And that was one of the first things he said about me. What a crock.
Oh,
this
brother.
Is the guy. Yeah, well, it's common. I'm just seeing if some of the bells and whistles still work here on the old switchboard of Rue. So tonight I do want to talk about, you didn't watch the event, did you?
I did not watch the event. Is that a TV show or a movie or something?
Now, they've been advertising this thing since summer started. Seriously, for 3 months at least. And the event is a mix between, like, I don't know, Lost and 24. I don't know. I'm getting the impression it's kind of like that. I'm very confused when I watch this show. And if you didn't watch it, for those people out there who did watch it, there's a plot to take out the president of the United States, who, by the way, is a black guy. And, I think he's Cuban. I'm not sure. I think he's mixed. Oh, no, I think he is black and his wife is Cuban. Anywho, there's this plot and, you know what? I'm confused after the first episode. I'll just give you the ending. The airplane is coming. They're taking an airplane. This guy's daughter got kidnapped or killed. We don't know yet. And he acts as a pilot, takes control of the plane. They can't get in there to stop him. And he's directing the plane to go where the president is, where he just made a speech for All Peace United. And the next thing you know, he's just about to get to where the president and his family is, and he's going to take out his whole family. All of a sudden, a little cloud appears out of nowhere, and the plane disappears. And I'm like, that's it? What the f-? So the plane disappears in front of everybody, people with news cameras, and everybody's like, oh, and the event started. And then you see the little people on the side, and you know they're going to be important to the plot, but you just don't know how yet. But they were introduced like 20 minutes earlier, and they're like, it's begun. Oh, God. So I don't know. It's a long story. It was a whole hour, but I just wanted, if anybody wants to call in and talk about the event, I'm sorry. I don't know if I like it yet. It was kind of weird. Did you ever see that story about the Bermuda Triangle where a guy flew his Cessna into a little cloud that engulfed his airplane, and then all of a sudden he was 15 minutes ahead of schedule? You remember that?
No.
Yeah, that's a very famous story. The guy was flying off the coast of Miami or whatever it was, and all of a sudden this little cloud, a spiral cloud, appears in front of him, and he can't avoid it. He goes to the left, it follows him. It goes to the right, it follows him. He goes up, it goes up. No matter what, he's going into this little tunnel cloud. Goes into the tunnel cloud, comes out almost instantaneously, I don't know, like 15 minutes ahead of schedule. When he landed, he had 15 gallons of extra gas because this is the same route he would take all the time on the weekends. And he had extra gas and lost time. And that's what this reminded me of. And then they show the next week's episode where, you know, you see the people on the plane and it looks like the plane is still going to crash, but they look like they're in a different dimension. I don't know. It's all very, very confusing. Very non-climactic. Is that a word?
Non-climactic. I think it's anti-climactic.
Thank you. Antimatter. Yeah, a lot of antimatter was used to make that plane disappear. Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't know if I like the event. I don't mind the players. I don't mind them. I don't mind the actors. It's just, it seems a little bit, I don't know, like I've seen it before. Not really thrilled. Same with Ghost Adventures. Do you ever watch Ghost Adventures?
Yeah, I don't watch a whole lot of TV. I mean, my TV, it's funny because my TV is always on, but I'm too busy, you know, doing other things. So I don't really get into shows. That's why I like watch a lot of sports.
I watch sports all the time, but
yeah,
I got to watch the paranormal shows because I have to.
Right, yeah. I always miss those.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if it's something you really need to do. I mean, I could always handle that when we do the shows. But at this time of year, I'm going to be talking about Ghost Adventures, Ghost Hunters, Ghost Hunters International. And then I'm going to be talking about the event now. So what I'm going to do is, you know, bring in, you know, some TV shows to the mix, and we're going to talk about those more than I did before. Hey, I do want to welcome the guests that are here, people in the chat room. I did not expect a big crowd. Of course I didn't. But I just wanted to get this out of my system. Guest 7668, 7959, Heavy Metal, Jimmy Mimi, Mr. E, Paranormal 51, and Sapphire Rain. Welcome to the Easy UFO Show Return podcast. Oh my God, did you hear what I just said? I said podcast.
I know. AZ2.
Yeah, I like doing the podcast. You could always pause it and just correct it, but I have yet to do that. Anybody who's listened to those podcasts, you can tell I don't care. I just talk.
You need
what?
That Terminator theme, that dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun, and then an AZ2 to come crashing into the screen.
So make it, dude.
Yeah, sure.
Do it.
Because I got some
awesome
skills.
Yeah, you do. You know, what was I going to say? Oh,
I don't know. It was probably for forbidden.
No, I was going to say something about iTube.
Oh. Save it for the weekend. Mm-hmm. Don't know what you're subjecting people to.
No, I have nothing on there right now, so it doesn't matter to me.
No, I'm not talking about for your sake or my sake. I'm talking about for their sake. I mean, for...
Yes. Yeah, right.
You
want to
do a quick shout-out? iTube is formerly DramaTube. All the eShow fans are obviously familiar with DramaTube, MVD, Bytes, Joe, of course, Info Maggot, and several others that have called in. They've changed their name. They're now iTube. It is a troller's paradise over there, so, you know, enter at your own risk. It isn't just a fun little website to go to. If you're going to go and you've never experienced it, make yourself a little sock account and don't bring any of your docs with you because they'll get consumed and dropped over there. But if you can take it, it's fun.
When I go over there, I feel like I'm touching everything like it's hot. Or it has germs on it.
I know.
So when I click on a link, I'm like, ooh, what's this one going to say? Oh, no. What's this guy saying? Ooh.
And just like you would expect, the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, it's been, you know, E, Toad, Todd, Edward, and Rich. in every,
you know what?
Every content of every blog and video. It's so fun.
Yeah, anything
do you enjoy free publicity?
I do.
Yeah.
Do I enjoy it? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, yeah. Do you enjoy free advertising and free publicity? Don't people pay, like, lots of money to have their products advertised? And
yeah.
What genie did we rub to get all this for free?
I don't know, but I'm very blessed.
Yeah.
I have to admit, it has really helped propel the show.
Hell yeah.
People, you know, of course, I don't care, you know, whatever, it's over with. But still, I don't mind a little free publicity, no, hell no. Man, it's weird doing a live show again.
Yeah?
I feel like I like it. I feel like there's a lot of pressure on me right now. I feel like I have to be interesting, which I'm not. And I feel like I have no content. I don't know what I was thinking coming in tonight doing the show. I think it was just to get it off, like I said, just to let it out and let people know.
Yeah, it was like nailing the hood rat before you bring home the babe.
Yes, it was.
No.
Exactly that.
You gotta grease the slicks.
That's
you never know. Hood rats can be fun from time to time.
They're fun from time to time.
Every once in a while, you can find a good hood rat.
I like hood rats once in a while. I haven't had a hood rat in 15 years. It's been a while. She was a good rat. Right in the jacuzzi, I threw her. Hello, we're back.
I don't like jacuzzi.
Let's go again.
I
let's
really
not
don't.
Have you fucking walking in.
I've tried
can
it.
Can I have Tom put this on, please?
What's that?
I said I've tried it like
you're
four or five times.
You're unbelievable, man.
Oh, shit.
You're unfucking believable. Number of times you're strolling and fucking around in the background.
No, I'm not.
I never had a DP behave like this.
Yes, you have.
you don't fucking understand what it's like working with actors. That's what that
no,
is.
No, it's you.
That's what that
understand.
Is, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, whatever, Batman.
I'm not asking. I'm telling you. You wouldn't have
yeah,
done
whatever.
That otherwise.
Whatever, machinist. Anorexic machinist.
I want to fucking kick your fucking ass.
Did you get that role because your teeth actually look like bat teeth?
What?
Oh, I was fighting with Christian Bale, but apparently he hung up.
Oh, his teeth?
Yeah, they are kind of batty, aren't they?
They are a little batty, a little pointy in some areas, a little spaced out.
Uh-huh. It makes you kind of wonder if that's why he, in fact, got that role. Sometimes it probably could be something as simple as that.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he smokes, drinks, and chews. I do think so.
I never saw American Psycho, and I want to.
No, I never have either.
Oh.
I heard it was good.
That's right.
Have you seen any good movies lately, man? Nothing in the paranormal genre. I mean, it's Halloween now, but...
I know, and I gotta do a Halloween episode, like last year.
That was awesome.
You want to join me this year? I don't think Dougie Slapp's going to join me this year. You could join me. All we're going to do is talk about horror movies from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2010s.
Why don't you just hit the replay button, bro, and let's sleep it off.
well,
hey, are
actually,
you going to bring your...
Go ahead.
Are you going to start up your show again there?
Yeah, well, you were talking about taking a break. I mean, the fans should realize that though there was an extreme campaign going on to shut both Rich's show and my show down by our trolls, they never really managed to shut mine down, and I think that's because once I got to know the admins over there, and they taught me. I believe that's why I'm still on the air, is that you know, I mean, you got to say things like, it's my opinion before you say your opinions, and then you can
well,
say
well,
wait
a minute.
Huh?
Wait a minute. I could preface every show. All right, instead of having the intro the way I did it tonight, I could just say, welcome to the AZ UFO show. Everything's in my opinion. Let's go! Why don't I just do that from now on?
Well, like if you call some, like, you you are a such and such. Yes. Well, that's making a claim. If you say it's my opinion that you are the biggest such and such I've ever met, then you're just exacting free speech. And that's the way BTR explained it to me. And so, yeah, I had conformed. This was back on a Toad show that Shannon was on. And so I didn't broadcast the whole time that you were down. I don't know why. I was unmotivated and whatever. And so I've taken a break too. And I'm feeling the same urges to broadcast as you are. I should tell everyone that all three of my shows, Saucer Heads, Mystery Strange Visitors, and the Toad Show are all in good standing, and all the archives are there and all that. And Rich, I mean, can we say that your show's in good standing? I mean, wasn't there like an investigation or some sort of, you know, it takes a while to listen to some of the shows. I mean, didn't they comb through your shows and found nothing wrong?
They combed through the shows, listened to where the complaints were coming from, and that. I mean, I don't know much more than that, but of course they investigated it.
Right. Well, the bottom line is that there were complaints made with obvious origins made against your show. Those complaints were looked into, and now you're back on the air. So here we go.
Yeah, I know. I feel really weird talking about it because it's so close.
Oh, okay.
Just like, yeah, and I do want to thank, though, Blog Talk Radio staff, and I don't know if I should mention any names because I don't want them to get any emails. But nevertheless, I do want to thank Blog Talk Radio for giving me another chance to prove my worth here.
Yes.
And I think it's something that I think Blog Talk Radio needs me as much as I need them. And of course, it's not like when my show is gone, they just stumbled upon themselves. That's not what happened. It's not what I mean. Over the course of time, over almost 4 years of 3 years here and 4 years doing the show, but 3 years on Blog Talk Radio spawned off about 15 other hosts. 15? Maybe even more than that. I'm just being generous. Well, no, wait. Am I being generous? No, I'm not. I'm being – I don't know what the hell I'm being. All I know is that people come on, they listen to us do the show. And this is why I got started. I went on Rents Radio, and Jeff Rents was so boring. I thought, man, I'm like, do I need to keep talking here? Because there was such long pauses. I'm telling my story, and the guy goes, uh-huh. And I go, uh-huh, yep. And then we went down the street and got some coffee. Huh. And I'm like, I could do better than this. This guy gets over 15 million hits a month, and this is the best he's got? I mean, it was kind of disappointing to listen to him. So, like other people come here, they say they can do better than me or you or whoever else they want to. I only know of one person who's on real radio out of all the people who used to listen to this show. You know who that is.
Uh-huh.
And all the others pretty much are gone or just meandering on page 10 somewhere. And that's another thing is rebuilding. And I don't know if we're going to make it to page 1 ever again.
You know? Ever? Nah. You'll be okay. Well, let's pause right here and let's tell listeners what you're wanting to do with the schedule. Because tonight obviously is a midweek show. This is only because we found out today that you were going to be on the air and that your suspension had been lifted. And we just, you know, I think I was feeling the same thing you were feeling when you called me about it. And that's let's just do one. But so what's the schedule going to be for the ongoing, you know, the permanent slot?
Well, if it's okay with you, I was thinking Sunday nights at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Unless that's too late for you.
No.
Because you know my situation, but the time slots right now.
Right.
So I don't know if they're going to take care of that, fix that, you know, and make it right. Or I got to wait a month. But 8 o'clock, yeah. Sunday, that's it.
Sunday,
it's 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock's better than 6 or 7 for me, you know that.
Well, me
9
too.
9 o'clock,
what?
O'clock is the best during the week. Typically.
Yeah, but you could always come in at 8:30.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I won't miss any, though. I'll be there from the start.
Also, I'll be doing shows on Podomatic.com as well. Those are just going to be 30-minute, 20-minute podcasts, something like I just got to get off my chest or a news story broke that I don't want to wait for the end of the week to talk about.
Right.
Oh, by the way, on YouTube, it's I don't know if my video has been up a week yet, but it has over 4,500 hits.
That's
for
awesome.
That humanoid video I put up. I know. I was hoping it would be like 10,000 by now, but it slowed down. Now YouTube does profit sharing with you. When you have a video that does very well in a short amount of time, they ask you if you want to join up for the profit sharing, or what is it called? What do they call that?
Revenue sharing or partners?
Revenue sharing, yeah. So it goes through Google Ad, I think. Google Sense, and you just get paid for it. Same thing.
Yeah. Google Sense, yeah.
Well, if you weren't here, I probably would have looked it up before I did the show.
Yeah.
I still would have been wrong. Yeah, and so that humanoid video, they keep asking me if I still want to do it, because now I'm at another 1,000. You know, every time it goes to another 1,000, they ask you, which is kind of cool. You can make a few dollars here and there just for a video you put up for nothing. But the humanoid video got lots and lots of views. I like reading those comments. People are saying it's a guy on a jetpack. You know, it's balloons. It could be anything. I really don't know. But September 23rd, oh, my God, that's when it was, 2005. Can you believe that video is 5 years old? Oh, God, man, it just seems like a few months ago I took that video.
5 years goes pretty damn quick when you're busy.
I know, but 5 years ago, almost to the day, man, that video, I caught that object. All I did was walk outside, and it's the same old me. I'm like, I'm not looking up in the sky. Everything's a fake. Everybody's taping balloons. What the hell is that? What is that? And I just happened to look up at by chance. I was watering the plants, and I see this red dot in the sky, and I get the binoculars out. I go, something's not right, man. That's metal. That looks like flying Legos. And it looked like Legos, metal Legos. You know Legos, right? Lincoln Legos, whatever the hell they call them.
Yep.
Lincoln Logs.
Lincoln Logs, yeah. Lincoln Legos.
I was thinking of Lincoln Logs. Well, that's those two things came out the same year, I think. So I'm like, oh my God, that it looks like a flying man. So I run in the house, get the camera, get the tripod, and it's like 8:30 in the morning, and I videotaped that very famous humanoid-looking creature. Now, as a regular person just casually observing the internet and looking at that, they're going to say it's balloons. What do I think? What are you asking me? I think it's probably balloons. But when you look at the video and saw what I saw through the binoculars, I don't know, man. I saw something completely different than what you see on the video. That's why video sucks. You know? It really does.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And that was a high eight camera. It's a 6-7-year-old camera now. And I don't know, man. I just can't convince anybody that what I saw was what it was. I don't know what else to tell you. It looks a lot like balloons, but then when you look at it, looks like a guy wearing a gold-plated scuba. Remember those old scuba gear outfits they used to wear that looked like the Michelin Tire Man?
Yeah, of course, with the tube.
Yeah. It had two scuba tubes on the back. This humanoid did. It had the gold-plated big round head like the Michelin Man, and it was a black plate where the face would be, a red body. It looked like a suit of armor. Somebody said it looked like Iron Man flying through the sky, and that's pretty close. It's pretty weird. Yeah, the body looked like Iron Man. There was a little light coming out of the center of it. Looked like it was sitting in a high chair apparatus type of thing where it had a spine, and it followed down to the butt, and it sat in a little tiny chair that just happened to protrude about 7 or 8 inches. So it was like one big unit. And for me to see it the way I saw and videotaped it, it must have been huge, because when we tried debunking it with 10-foot balloons and making these balloons ridiculously huge, we couldn't even see it after 2 minutes in the sky. We couldn't even see the balloons at all. So it makes me friggin' wonder what the hell I really caught. Anyway, that's what's going on in
YouTube.
It wasn't
Rudolph because it wasn't December.
Nope, but he could have been checking out the route. Could have been seeing who's been naughty, who's been nice. Maybe Santa was sick. Santa's an asshole.
Yeah.
Then, and that's on. He is what?
He's a stalker.
Yeah, and that's on UFO Chronicles of Rich G on YouTube. That's the longest name. I hate it. Oh, and then the fleet video's coming out. I put up a little teaser on the little object going backwards. I don't know if you saw it, E, but it's pretty wild stuff. I managed to get it on to come out on the video. Oh, I'm very excited. Yay, AZ UFO show.
I know. You know what you ought to do right now, without hesitation, is do a Metallica minute. Fuck it.
Is this a Metallica minute?
And was that an appropriately used F-bomb?
It felt right.
Okay, yeah, I felt right saying it.
It didn't seem to hurt. You're looking for a Metallica minute. I think I removed every one of them.
No, you did. I was just going to say, well, it didn't sound very effective because I don't hear a Metallica minute.
I don't think I have any more Metallica. I think I took them all out. Yep,
oh.
I sure as hell did. Well, what do you want, man? It was getting old. I'll make one while we're on the phone. All right, so look. I don't know what happened to the show. Oh, Ghost Adventures. Now, you don't watch this show either, right? But yet they get the best evidence ever on the planet. You have no idea. You never once watched that show at all.
I'm not a real big Ghost fan.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they get the best evidence. These guys, these three guys, Zach, Aaron, and somebody else, Nick, they go into these super big haunted places and they stay the night. No big camera crews. That's their thing. And it's just those three guys with their cameras and their 7 or 8 X cameras they put all over the place. And they catch, E, the best things you've ever heard. I've never seen evidence like this before in abundance the way they get it. And what they do is they actually live in the moment. Like this last episode, they went to Gettysburg. And the first 25 minutes of the show was reliving and reenacting the war and wearing the uniform and eating and sleeping like they did. And then they actually acted out the fight scenes and got killed and got injured and... So what they did, they try to relive the intensity of the war. So this way they could actually understand what the spirits are going through that are haunting Gettysburg. Because Gettysburg is one of the most haunted places on the planet. It is in the U.S., the most haunted place. There was over, I think it was 45,000 people died in Gettysburg. I'm not sure if it was the whole war, maybe 12,000. Anyway, it was a lot of people. And anyway, they put on the uniforms and everything. Then they took pictures. And the first half hour, I mean, Zach loves himself. The guy works out. Obviously, he's in great shape. But he just loves himself. Any chance to flex his bicep or his tricep or lift up his shirt, did something scratch me? And then he's got his pants all the way down past his little dimples. And it's like, dude, come on, man. You know, why do you got to be like me? Anyway, the show catches the best EVPs, the best video evidence, shadows. And I wasn't a big fan of orbs. You know what orbs are, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Of course.
Do you think they're dust, do you?
Well, like most of us know, I have a background in racing journalism. And I've been at a lot of dirt racetracks. And I've been around a lot of particles. And... Based off of a lot of the orb footage I've seen, it looks like a lot of my photos that I deleted. Like maybe 9 out of 10 of the shots that I would take were, you know, orbish.
Well, I used to feel the same way.
Yeah.
But what these guys have done is they've reintroduced the orbs in such a way that you can't deny what's happening to them. You can see these orbs just appear out of nowhere, and they look like the orbs they're intelligent, and they'll move like to the back of their head and go back like a cobra, a snake, and then just like go into them. And they don't know this, but the guy's videotaping it, and he goes, "Whoa, dude, I just caught something on tape." And the guy goes, "Man, my head is killing me, dude." And that's where the orb went in. It went into the back of his head. One time, the guy, Zach or Nick, he says, "My face is burning, dude." And meanwhile, you see the uncut video, and you see this orb go into his face. And then all of a sudden he has a handprint on his face, and it's all uncut. But I really believe that there are orbs that are energy, and I think that they are paranormal, of course, and I think that they're real. Of course, there's the dust orbs and the reflection orbs and whatever, but if you have to watch Ghost Hunters or Ghost Adventures to believe it. Anyway, Gettysburg was kind of cool. They got a lot of evidence. They got a person telling them that they're going to kill you. Don't turn your back on them. They were getting rocks thrown at them, and they caught one in the air by accident. It was pretty freaking cool. Yep.
Now, aren't these Ghost Hunter guys, aren't they the ones that, like, tough talk the anomalies?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they were doing. They're like, you know, I don't know. They were going around yelling at them, saying, you know, we're going to make you a prisoner, or, you know, like one time they went to a jail, and the guy dresses up somewhat like the warden of the prison, and he goes around with his little stick, and he's hitting the bars, and he goes, I'm going to tell you guys when it's time to go to sleep. You don't run these prisons. I run the prison.
And I can just see the ghost on the inside of the jail cell with its metal cup going, tank, 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 along the bars, too. You know, metal cups.
Yeah, of course, like Pirates of the Caribbean when you go on that ride and they have the cup.
Back in the day. Can you imagine prisoners now if they could all get their hands on a metal cup issued to each one of them?
There would be a shiv every two feet.
Yeah, I don't think the styrofoam cup has the same effect going across those bars.
No, but it'll give you cancer, so that's not fun.
Yeah.
Have you ever
put a
styrofoam cup?
I have seen your Ghost Hunters show, because I remember
Ghost
that.
Adventures.
Yeah, Ghost Adventures, right.
Come here and get me! If this is the portal of hell, why don't you come up out of that ground and get us?
Your chains that you're dragging aren't bothering me, and pick another vowel besides woo, because it isn't scary anymore.
You know what's scary? The Metallica Minute!
Yeah.
Wow!
Sitting on the beach.
Are you talking about this? That's my mom and dad's ringtone every time they call me. Ah, I love that.
I think that's the sound. That's the same sound that, that BTR hears in their head when they get complaints about my show. That's what all the text in those. I'm sure.
Oh, whoa, that was weird.
For the world's greatest lover.
Excellent, here we go. Translation, I don't know if I love you, but I think you should pick me up.
You smell like Jaime Muson.
You know, I am a ringtone for Isher. Remember this? Oh, I hit it with my nose.
Wait. Oh, no.
Listen.
Hey, you think Jaime Muson has ever seen Rudolph the Red-Nosed Opni?
you know, the Opni, he doesn't say Opni, he says Opni, O-B-N-I. Did you just call me O-B-G-Y-N? No, my friend. Oh, that reminds me of something. Oh, that was great. No, look. You know, all the billions and billions of videos bitchered.
If you met him, he'd call you bitchered.
And now, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, we have Mr. G's counterpartner, Mr. E.
Hey, everybody.
Gentlemen.
Hey, did you get my P chat?
Oh, I haven't even looked at the chat room. What's going on?
Well, you're running out of time, Brosa.
Yeah. Let's extend this bitch 30 more minutes. What do you say?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we're going to extend the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome Spin Dave, Sapphire Rain, Paranormal 51, Mystery, Jimmy Marie, Heavy Mental, Guest 8248, Guest 7949, for the big time Easy UFO show in the house. All one breath. All right, so I have to go to my Blog Talk switchboard. No, wait, I have to go to the homepage. Let's go there, fuckers. Go there. Where is it, bastard? Holy shit. Hold on. I got to go to my Blog Talk radio. Hold on, we're going to extend the show for 30 once I get there. Oh, yeah, but you got that right. When it comes to the Ghost Adventures, dead on. It's the best UFO paranormal show there is as far as ghosts go. I'm excited, man. This is fun. I miss doing live. Why is it so much fun to do live fake radio?
Because of the phones. You don't know if you're going to get a caller.
Nobody ever calls into the show. That was another thing I got razzed about. Oh, his show's stupid. Nobody ever calls into that. I don't know why people never did. Even when the show was number one and Brian and I were on top of the world, nobody would call into the show. Why? Do you think they're intimidated?
I don't know. I'm actually going to disagree with that, Rich.
Really?
I'm just talking about, you know, fans calling in. John or Paranormal51.com. is a regular caller, as far as random audience members goes. Spin Dave has called in. Let's see who else. Oh, and then Steve O'Ryan of Paranormal 101 is a regular listener and hangs out on the phone with the show.
Hold on. How do I do this again? Everything's changed on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I know. You got to go to your page that has where you add an episode.
Yeah, I am there. So I go to...
Okay, now click your archive.
I did.
Okay, and isn't our show...
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
They moved it over. Okay.
Yeah, you just go down and change the time. Yep.
It won't
change
let
it
me.
From 60 to...
Oh, there it
goes.
My computer's really slow. To 90.
Yep.
I don't like to burn airtime if I don't have to. 90
okay.
minutes? I think 90 minutes is a really good amount of time. I mean, 2 hours, if there's something going on, but I don't know. 2 hours for me, it just seems like an eternity.
Yep, it can be.
So while we were gone, a roast to the paranormal world, remember that? Two funny hours and two funny hosts? That was the last show we did.
Oh, is it?
And I don't understand how this happened, but there's...
How was that the last straw?
That was the last show I did, 8/15/07, or 2010 at 7.
Yeah.
And 2,170 downloads while we were gone. Who's
nice.
Downloading the show? But the show wasn't up. How could there be 2,170 downloads? All the other shows are normal. Well, no. 1,000 for this one, 770, 790, 1064, 850. Who's downloading this stuff?
Hey, man, people like the show.
Oh, check it out.
iTunes,
okay.
Different widgets around
but
it.
No. Nobody could have downloaded this stuff while we were suspended. That's why I'm excited.
Wow.
Because how did that happen? Where? Was it another planet? Was it just I was not? I mean, nobody can get to my shows. The archives were taken off iTunes in a couple of days afterwards.
I don't know. All I know is you can't predict which ones are going to get the most downloads. When you know, of all the celebrity guests that I had on last year, those were my lowest those were my lowest downloaded archives.
Hey. Who's area code 207? You know anybody?
That is Paranormal 51.
He wants to call in. Here he is.
Yeah.
There you are. Hey, what do you say there, Chief?
I just want to say congratulations on getting your show back.
Yeah, you mean that?
Yes, of course.
I think
of course
he does.
I mean it. I think you guys
Thank
are really
you.
Funny. You guys have a really good show. You talk about deep stuff, and it's good to hear you.
Thank you very much. It is good to hear us. And
yes.
it just took about a half hour for me to warm up to this again and started feeling good. So we thought we'd extend it, you know, extend
it. Oh, excellent. Yes.
And I'm glad you're here. Huh?
Well, thanks. I'm glad you're here too.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Now, earlier in the chat room, while Rich was talking about his footage, you were making comments in the chat room about wind and whatnot, and you are actually a pilot, aren't you? You're a helicopter pilot, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
why
don't you say on air here what you were talking about as far as the winds with Rich's video and the red dot one?
Well, it could have been a tailwind, and the reason why I say that is because I had a really strange flight when I was flying with an instructor on a cross country, and we experienced very little fuel burn, had some very strange winds en route, and we essentially had close to 65 pounds per side, and the max fuel tank capacity is 90 pounds per side. When we should have burned down to 30, and we had one heck of a tailwind that increases your speed because it's only your airspeed that you see as an indicator.
Right, it increases
down.
Your land speed, not your airspeed.
Yes, that's true.
Right, okay.
Precisely. And so we had some strange winds. We were experiencing some downshear, and we had close to minus 4.5 G's all the way up to plus 2.5 or minus 2.5 to plus 4.5 in the matter of a half a second, which really bounces you around inside the
car. All right, John, bring it back to Rich's video. You're stagnating tech talk.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I suspect that could have been a tailwind. It could have been a second. What's so funny? Am I being funny?
It's just because that's exactly where he started. So now we've come full circle. I thought that was funny.
Well, then, if you think it's a tailwind, it lasted for 25 minutes. Tailwinds don't last that long.
They can do that.
Yeah.
Tailwinds can do that. They can increase your speed over the ground by up to 100 knots. What altitude was he flying at?
I can't tell you. All I can tell you is I personally believe it was between 1,000 and 5,000 feet.
Okay.
I just don't know. Yeah.
That's really strange because normally the winds, unless you're in a hurricane, don't really get that fast when you're down that low. But when you're up at 25,000 feet, you can experience 120, 150 knot headwind or tailwind that will really change your fuel burn. So
a headwind or a tailwind isn't a weather anomaly. It is a relative statement about a craft flying through our atmosphere. In other words, there's always winds. If the wind is blowing east and the aircraft happens to be flying towards the east, then you have a tailwind and vice versa. Yeah.
That's true. It can be very dangerous if you're in a slow aircraft.
But I'll have to actually tell you that I think you're wrong, because if you watch the video and you speed it up twice its speed, you can see that this object is on a straight line, and I'm pretty sure if there was a tailwind and it got caught in it, it would be, you know, wobbling a little bit and getting off course, and it would be all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
This thing's going in a straight line like it has purpose. Then it gets to a point in the sky where it goes, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to go the other way. And then it goes the other way, and it picks up speed about as fast as it was the first time I saw it. And it
just
went
like that
almost NASA
video, that STS video where the craft darts to one point and then immediately see a flash and a missile flies out of the screen. And meanwhile,
not as fast, much much slower than that. But pretty much.
Pretty fast.
I just don't most likely, John, it's probably balloons, but it's got to be the most funkiest balloons I've ever seen. I have videotaped one other thing that I did call a humanoid like about 6 months after that, and it looked just like it, but I never posted the video up on the internet because, I don't know, I just feel like it's probably balloons, and I don't want to put something up there that's balloonish. But I'm going to post it anyway now because now, you know, it's years later and I might as well. Anyway, I've never seen anything like that after that second humanoid or before. I've never seen anything look like that on anyone else's videos for that matter either. Out of all the videos I've seen, I've never seen anything look like mine.
Wow.
Right. I mean, you see what people write. Oh, it looks like a guy in a rocket, but the fuel wouldn't last that long if he was on a little jetpack. It could be Iron Man. Maybe they're testing out the suit. They're testing out the suit for Halo. You know, all sorts of things. The funny thing
Will is, Allen's Godzilla. Godzilla humanoid also. That's recent footage.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Ooh, we'll talk about that this weekend. Let's do.
Yeah.
And then I'll post the other video. A lot of stuff to talk about this weekend. Yeah, John, thanks for appreciate you coming in and giving us a little support there, Chief.
Yes, you got it. All right. Talk to you later.
All right, John.
Brother.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Paranormal51.com. he didn't say that tonight. Do you think we flipped him too much shit about that?
No, I think you did good. You're the one who told him, you know, hey, look, let's get back to the original question or comment.
No, I mean about him introducing himself as a website. Hi, this is Paranormal 51 calling in. Paranormal51.com calling in. Remember we are? Never mind.
Yes,
I like John. I always have. Yep.
I always liked the guy, and I always gave him a hard time because he took it well. And, you know, he was just trying to be funny. That's all. He's a nice guy, man. Nice guy.
Also, he's an infighting neutral.
He is an infighting neutral. Hey, what do you think about getting a guest this weekend? because I can get a really good one.
Yeah, I would. I was going to peach at you one name earlier, and I certainly wouldn't announce it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, you can. It wouldn't matter. Actually, it wouldn't matter. I would rather keep that a secret because, you know, Art Bell, he used to do the same thing. He used to do his shows on a whim.
Yep,
and then
never
all
know what
goes,
you're going to get. Yep.
That's right. And you know what I want to do with this show? And I said I was going to talk about it. I want to turn this show into kind of like a more funny Art Bell type show. I want to get a little more into the technical stuff now that I've learned so much over the last couple of years. I think I can take the show to another level like I never thought I'd be able to. I have to admit, you know, when I had my other co-hosts here before and people calling in, these guys were technical guys. They were more advanced than me. They knew a lot more about cameras than I did at the time. And these guys were really, you know, keeping that half of the show up and up, and people calling in and challenging them and them debunking them. And I don't know. I just want to bring more of that into here. I know so much shit right now. That, you know, if we could get a Travis Walton on the show, which we could,
mm-hmm.
if he came on the show, I could ask him the right questions. Whereas before, mm-hmm. I wouldn't know what to ask him. It would kind of be more childish-like, I bet.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why do I say that? I don't know. Because, you know, we've all seen Fire in the Sky.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the movie, right?
Well, of course. I've had Travis Walton on my show.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. He was a great interview. But, you know, the thing that Art Bell had was the all-night-long, five-nights-a-week thing where...
I know, 5 hours a night.
Yeah, and so that's a lot of time of just hanging out. I mean, his listeners are the people that no matter what they're doing, they're going to have him tuned in for the night. And
yeah,
so
a lot of truckers.
You know,
yeah,
there's a lot of slow periods, but then you also get a lot of hot spots. And when you're only doing a show a week, then you got to kind of try to cram everything into the one show or two shows, you know. And so it's hard to have that. What is it? They should have a word for what that means.
What I'm trying to say is the kind of caliber of guests and content. I want to turn it up a notch.
Okay.
You know, having fun and picking on the hoaxers, it's kind of run its course somewhat. I mean, I'm always going to pick on the hoaxers, but people keep coming back and they're like, he's still talking about Jeff Woolwine?
Yeah.
Give it a rest, man. It's 3 years. I'm like, yeah. You know what? But the guy's still out there and he's still talking about shit and he's going to MUFON meetings and they're like, wow. Oh, you want to hear what happened? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I almost called him this weekend. You know how he made, in his mind, he thinks the petroglyphs, which are these rock carvings that tell stories and shit like that, he thinks that they are talking about the alien visitation, mainly the Hohokam Indians in Arizona. Well, over the weekend, a couple of vandals destroyed with spray paint a lot of the petroglyphs in the Southwest, in one region where I know Jeff Woolwine goes. Oh, my God. I can only imagine. Hey, Richard, that's fucked up, man. Richard probably did this one. That looks like Richard. And then I found him. He made a mistake in his, his reading or his rendering of what actually the petroglyphs were depicting. And it comes from the Zuni tribe, and he keeps saying it came from the Hohokam. But now what I'm really thinking is, and I was saying not to be so redundant and talk about the same people over and over, I just found out that this guy has two very critical errors in his own investigation into the petroglyph UFO connection. So how could I let that slip through my fingers? How do I not talk about Jeff Woolwine again?
You got to talk about him.
Well, this weekend I will. Yeah, I want to get it all. I want to get all the right, you know, history on the Zuni tribe. Because the Zuni tribe are supposed to be the tribe that really started the petroglyph writings and talked about the aliens and stuff like that. Matter of fact, the Zuni tribe is still around today. I don't know where they are. But they're still wearing the masks that depict these aliens that came from above, and they made these masks. And the mask itself tells exactly what kind of species wore the mask. I can't explain it, but the mask itself is an explanation of the history of the Zuni tribe. They make them. It's very bizarre. I don't know, man. I'm excited. I'm excited about the Zuni. Yeah, we have Al Zuni Jewelers out here. By the way, Al Zuni Jewelers is now out of business.
Zuni is what I get after taking my son to the zoo.
Yay!
After walking around all day, you know, them on my shoulders.
The Zuni?
Yay! I get a bad case of Zuni.
That's stupid.
I know,
it took me a minute to get that.
I
that is stupid.
I know. I was thinking of a ho-ho come joke about, yeah, that's just what they said whenever they rode out of town. That was fail, too. Never mind. I'll be back on top of it this weekend. I'm sick.
You will be back. Hold on. What is this? I just found this. Hold on. What is this? No, that's not what I did. I love that for some reason. I don't know why.
It sounds like a robot thinking. Oh.
He is thinking.
Yeah, that's the 1979 robot thinking sound from all the TV shows.
Do you really know where that comes from? What game show?
Hell no.
Here, I'll play it for you. If anybody gets this, that's awesome, because I would have never got it. Now, this is a little faster than the real one, but it's pretty close to it. Here. No!
That's not it.
I know, it's this one. Oh, I got to turn it up.
That's from a game show?
Yeah, but it goes a lot slower here. In all reality, it goes like this. It usually goes... It was from Joker's Wild.
Oh, I remember that show.
Yeah, then at the end of Joker's Wild, when they ran the credits, they ran that.
Remember Card Sharks?
Card Sharks is the easiest game. I loved Card Sharks. With Chuck Woolery.
Mm-hmm. Good old Chuck Woolery.
And then they did...
that theme music. Yep, they did. And the Newlywed Game.
Well, that was in the 60s. That was with who? Who was the guy who did the Newlywed Game?
I thought that was Chuck Woolery. No.
That was Chuck Woolery was the next great host.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He had the wavy hair, remember? You want me to tell everybody?
Yeah.
It's Bob Eubanks!
That's right. And what's with the long, thin mic with a little puffball on the end?
Oh, Gene Rayburn had one of those.
I love Gene Rayburn.
Match
game.
I know.
Yep.
He was.
I think the best guest of 70s game shows has got to be what's his nuts from The Gong Show?
Chuck Barris?
Yeah, and he had a history about him too. There was like a.
He was an alcoholic and a cokehead.
I know, but there was some sort of government conspiracy connection, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Black ops shit with him, yeah.
Yeah, that he was supposedly a secret agent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude, that's a great show right there. There's a show. That's a show.
Can you just see him on some covert mission and all of a sudden the unknown comet comes running around the corner with a sack on his head? Remember the unknown comic?
You know, funny you should mention that. I used to work at a club called Knucklehead Comedy Club here in Arizona.
Yeah.
And I used to pick him up. He would come into town like every 6 months. And I used to pick him up at the airport. We used to go to breakfast or right after the shows, you know, the late night Denny's visits.
Mm-hmm.
And with him and Johnny Dark and a couple of the comics, I used to be the guy who used to go to the airport. And then I worked the crowd.
Now, how did you recognize him without a sack?
No, well, I didn't, but at the time when Knuckleheads was up and running, he wasn't, he still did the unknown comic, but he also did his act without the bag.
Oh.
So I had a picture of him anyway. So it wasn't like, I'm like, oh my God, that's what he looks like. His name was Jim. That's what I remember. I don't remember his whole name. But this was the funniest mother effer I ever met in my whole life. I never stopped laughing. We'd be eating at Denny's, and he's just about done with his little grand slam, and the waitress is sitting at the table next to us with her dessert tray, and he just starts grabbing pie and started eating it with his hands. Oh, this is great. And he just started grabbing food. He'd go to the bathroom, come back. I go, where'd you get that? He goes, oh, I walked right through the kitchen. He's walking through the kitchen, and he's grabbing food. That's somebody's food. They eat it.
There's people like that. I've met them.
He's
you know, that match, the gong show, I you remember how they had, you know, the judges, and then the contestants would come out. And the match game, or not match game, is it match game? Where you have to say something that,
yes.
And the blank was, right. Those two
no,
shows.
No, that was password. That was password.
No, okay, not password. I'm talking about with Gene, the match game.
With Gene Rayburn, that was, match game.
Yeah,
blank.
Yeah, and it had, like, the two rows of celebrity guests, and then,
that's right.
Anyways, that show and the Gong Show, I just picture all the contestants, Gene, Chuck Barris, and all the celebrity guests in the back, you know, in the green room, just like doing coke and having sex. I just picture
yeah.
that, having like tumblers full of scotch and doing lines and screwing each other. I just picture that totally.
Abso-freaking-lutely. They'd go to like Club 54 or whatever the hell it was.
Studio 54.
All right, here, check this out. This is on Chuck Barris, a hitman for the CIA. Has anyone ever bothered to seriously check the claims of TV producer Chuck Barris in his book, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, to see if he's a fraud or not? Also, could you personally investigate his claims? I think he's a fraud, but I don't have the time to investigate myself. All right, Chuck Barris. Barris is the showbiz entrepreneur, created the dating game, newlywed game, The Gong Show, the last of which he hosted. Hits in the late 60s, 70s were thought to represent the absolute low in schlock TV, at least until everybody got a load of Temptation Island and let's go up here. Okay. This is the problem with not having this ready before. I hate this. Okay, Barris writes that after chaperoning a winning couple from the dating game on their dream date in some foreign capital, he'd slip away, blow somebody's brains out, and then head back to Los Angeles to contend with those a-holes on the network. So I don't know if this is real. He took his 75-year-old grandmother on a camping trip to the Poconos, where they spent a wonderful day, but unfortunately when he woke up the next morning, she was dead. So he zipped her body in a sleeping bag, tied it to the roof of his Volkswagen, and drove to the police station. But even more unfortunately, while he was inside making a report, someone stole the car. That at 16 he persuaded a 13-year-old friend of his sister's to lick his wee-wee by telling her it tasted like strawberry lollipop. That having been hired by the CIA after answered a want ad, so he aced his training and was soon infiltrating a civil rights march in Selma, Alabama. That when ABC decided to air The Dating Game, the CIA said, hey, no reason you can't be a successful TV producer and a spy, wink, wink. Are you buying this shit? This is what he wrote in his book.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you never know.
Yep. No, you don't know. He kept dodging assignments until the CIA boss said, come with me to Mexico. It'll be fun. And during the plane ride, casually told Chuck they were going to kill a communist revolutionary, which they did. After he got back, he had three ex-cons destroy the Cadillac of a jerk who was in the habit of pretending to be a dating game talent scout and raping would-be contestants. That the CIA then assigned him to meet a courier in London, where he exchanged an envelope of money for a roll of microfilm, then jammed his silencer equipped with an automatic into the courier's mouth and pulled the trigger three times, whereupon the man's eyes remained surprised while the back of his head splattered against the wall of the church. Anywho, that's a little bit of Chuck Barris.
Mr. E had a backache today. It all came from when he was cleaning his garage and decided to plug his shop back with his blank. Charles Nelson Reilly.
Right.
His manhood.
Who was that?
Charles Nelson Reilly with the bandana on his neck. He was always on the match game. Remember? He was always on the Match Game. He was a top shelf Match Game celebrity, B celebrity guest.
Okay. Who else was on that show? I'll go next. Betty White.
Jamie Farr.
Oh, you sucker. Richard Dawson.
Yes. Oh, and what's that? What's that little Artie something with the little round face and the glasses?
Oh my God! Yeah, he appeared on there. But I'm talking like who were the main? There was like four out of the six were main regulars.
Yeah.
Who was the lady? What was the lady's name?
I don't know, but I can picture her face. Short hair,
yeah.
Black, looked like Liza Minnelli. I don't know what her name is though.
I keep saying Marge. It's not Marge. It's she reminded me of Madge. What was her name? Oh, I just had it on the tip of my tits. All right, it'll come back to me. That was a great show, The Gong Show. Didn't they?
Hell yeah.
Oh, there's Jamie Farr. Didn't they try coming out with a remake of that? I think they did, like about 5 years ago.
The Gong Show or
Jamie
Match Game?
Labor, The Gong Show. Yeah, I'm talking about Chuck Berry. So yeah, I went back to him.
Oh.
Well, that's who you, yeah, oh, yeah, I don't know why, I'm just thinking.
Well, they're both the same. The Match Game just had six celebrity guests, and The Gong Show had three.
No, The Gong Show had three judges. It was the original America's Got Talent.
Phyllis Diller was always on those shows, too.
Yeah, Phyllis Diller was. Madam and Waylon and
Madam. Oh, yeah, the puppet with the chin and the nose. Yeah.
Yeah, the puppet with the chin and the nose.
Ambiguously gay ventriloquist.
Right.
With the old diva marionette.
And then they always had the hot girl who was on, like, a blonde girl that was really ditzy, and she was on Too Close for Comfort. She was always in that bottom right-hand square. Shelley Winters was on there, I think. Oh, man, that brings back great memories. Remember that when there was TV only had, like, five channels?
Mm-hmm.
And then at 2 o'clock in the morning, you'd hear the national anthem, and if you weren't in bed, I mean, there's nothing else to do. Then they came out with HBO and Showtime, and me and my dad had a scrambled box. So I used to get, you know, softcore porn at 10 years old.
Yeah.
I wonder why I'm so screwed up. Ah, oh, man. Now there's a whole bunch of channels full of nothing.
But Paranormal is everywhere on cable right now.
Paranormal is on. Tomorrow night is the new Ghost Adventures, and then they play a repeat of Ghost Hunters from the week before. Oh, I apologize. I take that back. Tomorrow is Ghost Hunters, and then Ghost Hunters International, and then a repeat of the new Ghost Hunters. So you got 2 hours full of that. And then on Friday, it's the Ghost Adventure Show with Zach, Aaron, and Nick Groff. Dude, it's pretty wild stuff. That and back to that, Ghost Adventures, they get some EVPs where they're calling their names. Nick, go home. Nick, go home. And, you know, I'm like, of course I sit back and I'm like, okay, who does that sound like? Are these guys altering their voices? But it's not. You could tell. Because what they do on that show, like Ghost Hunters, they wait till the end of the show to show you all the evidence. This show, they show you all the shit as it happens. So, oh, I guess they could edit it, but I don't think they are.
You've got to
watch Ghost Adventures. Huh?
I was going to say, I didn't tell you this, but I put a live player on your blog on iTube. We've been playing live on your blog this whole time.
What do you mean? Where?
I embedded it in one of my comments right on your blog.
What blog?
On iTube. The blog that you put about your show tonight. Yeah. If you go in there.
You mean it's up and running?
It's up and running right now, playing there live. Auto plays too. You don't even have to push play.
How does it work?
I don't fuck around, man.
No, but my chat room up and running. I got kicked out of my chat room.
Oh, let me go back there and check. I haven't.
I'm opening it up again. I don't know if anybody's having an issue with the chit chat room, but we've only got about 5 minutes left.
Yeah,
there we are.
Looks like they've been chatting along.
There's After Dark.
Yeah.
What's going on? Oh, Love Connection. Yes. The event. We talked about the event in the beginning of the show. And I said it was kind of like it was pretty lame. I thought it was lame. I liked it and I hated it. It was kind of like Lost meets 24. That would be a good combination, but yes. And Fia?
I think that The Love Boat and Fantasy Island kind of put the kibosh on all of the game shows having celebrity guests. Now, what's the one with the tic-tac-toe windows? Hollywood Squares. That one's obviously always had the celebrities. But I think all those same celebrities that would have naturally been on the waiting list for the match game or the gong show ended up doing their little stints on The Love Boat or Fantasy Island.
Yeah. And you're also forgetting the $20,000 pyramid.
$20,000.
And then I remember when they made it $100,000
pyramid.
I know.
You win the grand prize, and after taxes, you go home with about, I don't know, $6,000.
Right. You got nothing because you got to pay your bookie or else you're dead.
You remember what's the one with Vanna White?
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, remember when Wheel of Fortune used to have that showcase shopping spree that you could go on after you won, and they'd, like, open a curtain and then have a bunch of shit you could buy with your money?
Yeah, and it took them, like, 20 minutes. No.
I want the trip. I want the grandfather clock. I'd like that set of scooters, and you can put the rest on a gift certificate. Thank you.
But it would, you know why they got rid of that? Because the people couldn't decide. And I'm like, well, just edit it down, man. They'd be like, well, I'd like to get that globe. I could always use a globe, huh? Yeah. Well, the globe's $1,000.
Yeah.
And you got $49,000 to go. Well, I'd like to get that map of the United States. Well, that's 85 cents. Okay, here's a Family Feud. I know they never had, you know, a lot of celebrities on there, even though they did. But who was the second host after Ray Combs killed himself? Who was the next host?
That was
Ray Combs was the second one. Who was after Ray Combs? Because it was Richard Dawson, then Ray Combs. And then we got to go.
Oh, I don't know. But that fat guy that does the self-defaming comedy, he was always on
it's
there.
Louis Anderson.
Yeah.
It could be your brother.
And what was with Richard Dawson tongue-kissing all of his guests?
So it was the 70s, man. Let it fly. What's your problem? Yeah, I know. I liked it when Family Guy, they went on the show and she made out with Richard Dawson.
It's like, okay. You're the next chick in line and you're like, okay, yeah. Here comes a kiss that tastes like cigarette scotch and my sister.
Oh.
and all the celebrity guests from the match game. Oh, bummer. Okay, cool. See you this weekend.
All right, brother. All right, we'll be back Sunday at 8 o'clock right here on the UFO show with Mr. E and Rich T, or Mr. T and Mr. E. Either way, we're back, baby. See you next week. Sunday. See you, E.
Later, bro.
Later. Have a good one, man. See you later.
Yeah, see you, man.
Yeah, no problem. Oh, and I'd like to thank everyone in the chat room, too. Have a good night.
And let's all have cigarettes, scotch, and sex.
Well, I got the 90-second warning.
Oh, shit, would you quit too early?
No,
you need a Metallica minute and a half for that.
Well, I was going to play out the song for like a half a minute, like I'm doing now. And then it turns up by itself. Step out. There we go. All right. See you guys later. See you later, E.
Okay. Cigarette voice. I never
Mixed with alcohol and bread.
Yeah. JoJo's.
Like it is. See you later, Jamie.
Still has blue chalk powder on his hand from the pool games at the tavern.
We're not live anymore. Alright, forget those.
That's
people.
It. Oh, I can tell the show's over because it just started playing again.
I heard. Alright, man. That was fun. I'll see you. We'll talk again.
Yeah, later.
We'll talk again.
What are we doing? Is this a show? Did we do a show?
No.
Are you on BTR?
No. Yeah, I'm still streaming.
No, I was just being goofy.
So was my. No, I'm not. I don't. What's happening?
I don't know. Let's go. Let's go smoke cigarettes, drink scotch, and have sex.
Sounds good.
Later.
Later. All right, we are here. We made it. 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 Okay, it's August.